into the Lord's presence tonight. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. We come before you a hungry people, Lord. Jesus, we are hungry to meet you, God. We are desperate to meet you, Lord. God, we must encounter you tonight, Lord. So I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, you might pour out your spirit in this place tonight. So have your way with us tonight, Lord. We worship your name. Let's worship God.
Bring me to my knees. God, lead us to your cross. God, we just want to come. Lord, we acknowledge you in this place, God, and we just step out in faith. Jesus, that you were perfect, that you lived a perfect life, and that you stood there hearing the accusations against you, that you took the cross all the way up to the hill, Jesus. Jesus, that you were nailed to that cross. Jesus, you did not just have somebody else take it for you. Jesus, you didn't send an angel. The Son of God did it himself. God, we just come to the cross now. Jesus, we thank you that you gave it all. You did not hold back it in one way. Lord Jesus, you did not hold back in one way. Jesus, you did not sin once. You didn't give half of it. You gave your all. And we thank you for that. God, simply from my heart, I can say thank you for your all, God, that you put it out all on the field. You held nothing back, God. And so I thank you, God. You are worthy of all praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. God is good. We're going to take up our tithes and offerings right now. I just want you to think, this is something that God has been working on in my heart very recently, is what if Jesus had not given his all? What if he had only given half of it? What if he had only given it up right until the cross and then he said, God, I'm out? For those of you who heard me speaking last night, what if David had only given half of his all? What if he was only half of his heart was a heart after God's? And then the rest was just wicked and hard-hearted and selfish. See, if God, the Son of God, had not given his all for us that day on the cross, in all of his lifespan on the earth, we couldn't be here right now. We would still have to do things the old way. We'd still be under legalistic, hard laws. But because he gave his all, we can stand here guilt-free, washed by the blood of the Lamb. And so I have to ask you, are you giving your all? See, tithes is 10% of all of your increase. So when we get our PFD, we tithe that. When we get a $10 bill from our grandma, we tithe that. We give it all to God. We hold nothing back. When we wake up in the morning, we tithe our morning to God. We tithe our afternoon. Whatever we can do out of the abundance of our life, we give it to God. Whether it's your time, whether it's your character traits, right now we're talking about your money. Do you have the faith? See, God wants you to step out in faith, to give 10%, to declare that, God, you are the King and you are the Lord of my life, and so therefore, I give you the first fruits of my increase, the first fruits of my life, the first fruits of my abilities. If you're charismatic, give him the first fruits of your charisma and witness. If you're a servant, the first fruits of your servant. The first fruits of administration, the first fruits of joy you give to God. No one else. No one else. You put him first. So this is something that I have been dealing with a whole bunch in my life, because I give God the 10% of my money, but then I don't give him the 10% of my day. Are you going all the way with God and giving the 10% of your day? So I'm just going to pray. I want to encourage you to listen to the Holy Spirit. If you've never tithed, listen to the Holy Spirit. Let him open up the Word of God. Let him stir in you faith that God will be your provider. So if you want a blessing, just raise your hands. God, I'm asking you to bless these young people right now. Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit upon their life. Father God, I'm just asking that your blood would come, God, and that you would reveal to them, that you would purify them by your blood. Lord, you would open up your Scriptures to them. You would convict us and encourage us to give of our first fruits to you, Lord. Lord, that we would give with a joyful heart, holding nothing back, Lord. Lord, we just repent of our wicked ways, and we're asking you would receive us. You would receive our worship. You would receive our tithes and offerings. You'd receive our hearts, God. We love you, Lord. Bless these people. Father God, and all God's people said. So we're going to give with a cheerful heart, amen. And we're going to love God with our money right now. Thank you. us.
Praise God. You know, before we get to the Word of God tonight, I want to sing this song again, All That Is Within Me. I believe that God desires to sow seed in good soil. And the Bible teaches that our heart is like soil. There's one person that's in control of your heart, and that's you. And tonight, before we bring the Word of God, I think we just need to till the soil of our heart tonight. Is that okay with you guys? When we're here and when we're in God's presence and we're together, the Bible says when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. And that's an amazing thing. And what he's not talking about is proximity. You know, if me and two other people who know Jesus come together, he doesn't just instantly show up. In the Bible, when it's talking about togetherness, it's talking about intimacy. It's talking about one heart, one mind, one voice. And in the book of Acts, again and again and again, when the people of God got together and they pressed into him, he showed up. I don't know about you guys, but I have kind of like a, you know, when I smell a dirty diaper, it just, you know, I have three kids, it still makes me, you know, just gag. My wife laughs at me. And I kind of have a gag reflex to doing church. You guys know what I'm saying? I just kind of have a gag reflex to, you know, let's just get together and let's just stand and sit down, and who knows why we even do that, and our parents told us that, so we're just, you know, and what is that? What is this if we're not meeting with him? Amen? Amen? I mean, what is a relationship if one of the partners is not responsive? You know, you're sitting with your girlfriend, and she's just a cold fish. You're sitting with your boyfriend, and he's playing his Xbox, okay? It just doesn't work, does it? Well, the Holy Spirit's wanting to come up in here and cuddle up next to you. Where's your mind? Where's your heart? Is it on him? Is it on the things of the day? You know, is it on doing church? Come on, guys. Come on. You're too young to play that game. Come on. If anybody in the world's going to be real, it's going to be us, right? I want to sing this song, and I don't want them to sing this song. I want them to lead us in pouring out our heart passionately. All that is within me. If it's not all that's within me, it's nothing. He's either worth it all or not at all. Amen? Let's worship. You guys, just rock out. Just go for it. All that's within you. Come on.
Thank you. time. We worship you tonight, God. Come on, lift up your voice tonight. Grab a seat. Praise you, God. Come on, doesn't it just feel good to break through a little bit? Come on, doesn't it feel good just to get through the funk?
The cross before me, the world behind. No turning back, raise the banner high. It's not for us, it's all for you. Let the heavens shake and split the sky. Let the people clap their hands and cry. It's not for us, it's all for you. From the top, cross. Cross before me, the world behind. No turning back, raise the banner high. It's not for us, it's all for you. Let the heavens shake. Let the heavens shake and split the sky. Let the people clap their hands and cry. It's not for us, it's all for you.
To your name.
thanks for coming tonight, guys. If you need prayer for anything, especially the issue of truth and the issue of humility, those things, we just want you to come forward tonight. We're going to have some people down here ministering. Other than that, you guys are just released to go. Just go be Jesus in your school. Go be Jesus in your work this week. Remember those relationships. When somebody speaks death over you, just know that if you have the armor, you can love that person and you can walk in forgiveness and humility and just change your world. Amen? Love you tonight. Go with God's blessing. Amen. We'll see you later.